Good afternoon. This is Two Divas and a Margarita, and you're hanging out with us for the next hour on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I am Diva Tosh.
And I am Diva Cass. So let's get started. Hi, everybody. We have a guest in the studio today with us, Operator Mike. How are you?
Operator Mike, whoa!
How you doing?
How was your week?
It was hard. Pretty hot.
Hot.
Pretty long.
What do you do, Operator
Pretty
Mike?
Pretty dusty.
What do you do?
I run heavy equipment for a construction company. We do underground sewers, water mains, mm-hmm. sanitary pipes, and stuff like that.
So you work in a big machine?
Yeah.
All day long?
Yes.
And that's why he's called Operator Mike.
That's why he's called Operator Mike. Well, we're glad to have you here with us, Operator Mike. How was your week, Tosh?
Oh, man. 5 days long, 40 hours a week, 8 hours a day.
Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like your hat. I like your hat.
Thank you.
Tosh was sporting a baseball cap today.
Ooh, ooh.
And hi, Nick, our engineer is Nick. How are you?
Good, how are you?
How was your week?
Engineer guy.
Pretty wild.
Well, wait a minute. What did you do this week?
Wild? We need to hang with him.
Well, maybe not wild, but just all over the place.
Okay.
I have a studio in Corktown, and all sorts of people come in and do different things. People call me all the time.
All right.
Because you're that guy. You're that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get to our hot topic for today. And so this was in the news this week. I wanted to talk about it a little bit. As you all may have heard, there's a ban on transgenders in the military. So, Tosh, how do you feel about that?
Oh, boy. Even though I didn't watch the news this week, how do I feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
Boy. That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I think it's going to cause a lot of controversy.
Well, no, they're already in the military.
Well, they're there?
They're banning. There's a ban.
There's a ban on it.
They're going to reverse the decision. They're talking about reversing the decision to have them serve in the military.
But that's mainly for a reason, right? I think it's medical reasons.
I believe that's what they're saying. However, I don't know. We'll see. I don't have a problem. I'm not in the military, naturally, but I have no issue with anyone wanting to defend me or this country serving in the military.
You know what? The only thing I want to know, if I was in the military, mm-hmm. is can you defend me? Can you protect me? Can you have my back?
They've been doing it for a year.
And that's really it.
I mean, exactly. Because, I mean, in all honesty, they're going to go through the same training. If they don't cut it in training, they're going to have to leave.
Right.
So it's not as if, you know, we're going to make exceptions for it. They have to make it through training.
They got to make it.
They got to make it, just like anybody else.
Because if you can't have my back, you got to go.
Yeah.
Out.
Okay. Well, good conversation. Diva, Tosh, what are we talking about today?
Okay. Today, we got two awesome topics. First, we are going to talk about men and women and friendship status.
Okay.
And we're going to also spend that mainly around can married people be friends with a single person of the opposite sex?
Okay.
I think that's going to generate some good conversation. And then later on after the halftime show, we will talk about guys and commitment issues.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it right?
Commitment issues or guys who won't commit. I haven't.
In relationships.
Who haven't put a ring on it.
Yeah. Haven't put a ring on it.
I just want to say a ring doesn't necessarily mean you don't have to do that to be committed.
Clearly. So
in my eyes.
We're going to talk about that after the break. So go ahead. What are we talking about right now?
Okay. So so I'm going to ask you, Cass,
mm-hmm.
What is your opinion on guys and girls just being friends? And we'll start it off simple. Because
okay.
I personally don't have a problem with that. I have a lot of male friends in the workplace, and it's platonic,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool.
Yeah, I absolutely believe men and women can be strictly friends.
Okay, so let's step it up one step further. Married people,
mm-hmm.
do you think a married person, whether it's the husband or the wife, can have single friends of the opposite sex?
Yeah, I believe they can. Should they? I don't know. I'm not so sure about that, but I believe they can. Yeah.
I believe they should not.
You don't think they should?
I don't think
why
they should.
Why?
Because I think that now you are, you know my famous saying, you're opening up a back door now.
Okay.
I am not a married person, but mm-hmm. I was a married person.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big issue in our household about me having friends of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I guess it all depends on how you define a friendship.
Okay.
And what kind of boundaries you're willing to put on it. So if I have...
So did you and your husband, ex-husband, have boundaries? What, was there a conversation?
You know, there was not a conversation because we married very young.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have a conversation. We kind of dealt with issues as they came up.
Okay.
He put the boundaries on me first. So there was an automatic expectation that he was going to follow the same rules.
It was an expectation.
Expectation.
It wasn't talked about.
It wasn't talked about. Right.
So
and that's a whole
so when
different
ballgame.
So he
dropped the hammer on you.
Then I automatically
then you
assumed,
just assumed
that he yeah. was going to follow the same rules.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that once you say I do, once you walk down that aisle, say I do and put the ring on it,
mm-hmm.
That there should be boundaries when it comes to friendships of the opposite sex. Now, let's just be real. Out here in the world, it's men, women, men, mm-hmm. women. But the question is, how far do you take opposite sex friendship mm-hmm. within a marriage?
You know, I don't know. I do think you can have friends, single friends outside of your marriage and it be strictly platonic. But I think it depends on the two people in that marriage.
Let me ask you this. Would you go out to dinner with a married person?
Yeah. I go to lunch. I mean, I have a handful of married friends. Most of them I knew before they were even married. So, you know, and some of them I know their wives and some I don't. But, you know, when you say that, it makes me think I'm not so much worried about, because I've been married as well, I'm not so much worried about him and his friend. Because, you know, even with my married friends, I'm not seeing them daily. I'm not seeing them weekly or even monthly. Mm-hmm. I'm not even talking to them kind of like on a regular basis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. But, I mean, what do you do? Do you tell your spouse, I don't want you seeing someone else? Because to me, then you get into what I call the Adam and Eve effect.
And what is the Adam and Eve effect?
So God made Adam and Eve. And he said, hey, Adam, Eve, come here. I want to talk to y'all for a minute. And they come rolling over there. And he said, look, I love you. I love you. I love you. I made you. I love you. Adam, I gave you Eve because I love you. And I want you to be happy down here, you know. And I gave you this beautiful garden. I just got one root. It's just one little rule. And Adam would be like, well, no, what's up, God? What is it? You see that tree over there? That's the only tree I don't want you to eat from. And so they're kind of looking like, okay, I mean, I guess. And then he's like, but you can have all eat from all of these trees in this garden and be happy. Just don't touch that one.
I wish our listeners could see the animation going on right now.
It's a lot of animation. I do a lot of hand movements and a lot of, you know. So, to me, what did they do? You forbid me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it look all the more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you really want to do that with your spouse? Or, you know, what do you think, Operator Mike?
I'm just listening here. I got some ideas cooking.
Okay.
I honestly believe in a relationship.
Okay.
Okay. You're married. like you said, there's going to be men and women wherever you go.
Exactly.
Unless you take your significant other and lock them up in a cage or make them walk around wearing a burqa all day, every day, then, you know, they're going to have interactions with the opposite sex.
Absolutely.
I think when you get involved and when you get married, it's up to each individual to say, okay, well, even if you have friends, as far as the cheating part goes, it's up to that individual to want to cheat.
Yeah.
You'll always be subject to the environment.
Exactly.
I agree. But if you love somebody enough, you're not going to do that.
No.
Now, as far as having friends of the opposite sex, that's one thing. As far as going out with them or something.
Right.
I mean, I would never tell my significant other, oh, no, you can't go out with that guy. But I honestly believe my significant other wouldn't want to go out with that guy.
Exactly.
There you go.
Because when you allow that to happen,
you make the choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're putting them in that situation. And it's just like it almost takes the problem solving out of a relationship where every relationship is work. Mm-hmm. And when you have a problem in a relationship and instead of working that problem out with your wife or your husband, now you're just telling this other person your problems. Mm-hmm. And if they're a snake, then, you know, they're going to work on that weakness.
Because they got that shoulder you could cry on,
right?
Yeah.
When you should be trying to work it out with, you know, with your husband or your wife.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, they fall victim to that, not realizing. And I'm not saying this was your problem, but I'm saying a lot of people get married young and they don't realize that the hard work involved in a relationship and a marriage is like a everyday job.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people get married young and stay together. Some people get married young and they don't. They have these kind of issues going on. And I think you shouldn't put that kind of a rule on a person. Don't do this, because if that person loves you, they won't want to do it.
I agree.
See, now, to put rules, I don't like the way that sounds, but I think that there are a lot of unspoken expectations once you say I do in a marriage.
Because I do was the contract.
I do, yeah.
That was the contract. We decided to forsake all others.
Now, I wouldn't have a male friend where if that male friend does not know my significant other, I don't know that I would make a choice to say, okay, I'm going to spend this time having dinner or hanging out with you after work. That's just opening up a door. Mm-hmm. That's just asking for trouble. People walk by, they see you, they're wondering who's this guy that you're with, and now you have to explain who this is, gets back to your significant other, and you know, how do you explain that?
Yeah.
And then the question is going to come up, why do you feel you need to spend this time with this person? You know?
Yeah.
The random phone calls, I don't know that I could bring myself to call a married man. Now, if a married man calls me on my phone just to say, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. That's a different story. But now I feel like I am crossing the line with reaching out to somebody who's probably sitting at home with wife.
You wouldn't reach. I don't think you would reach out to him unless you have, like, OK, if you had a friend, a married friend, he's been your friend for years. He's an accountant. You're doing your taxes.
Different story.
You got an issue. You want to say, hey, let me call him up because I know, or send him a text.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a phone call.
See, that's different because that's
business.
Would you
ask him if you knew he was the person to answer the question?
Yes, I would. Okay. Because it's business. I'm not just calling for like the random, hey, let's just kick it on the phone type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a fine line with business and personal.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, absolutely. But I really feel that, you know, with the unspoken rules that, you know, to get a little bit more personal, like I would with a girlfriend, I think you're opening up a door for simple things that could be simple to turn complicated. You know, it could be just calling
my friend. Saying just stay clear of that altogether.
I say make the right choice.
I can't speak for every guy, but I can tell you this much. Let's just say I was married.
Okay.
And I was out with a married woman or a single woman out to dinner or something like that. I have no good intentions.
There you go. Now, that's coming from a man.
You may not. So you're saying if you go out with this woman, you are looking for something.
And I say that because there's some kind of interest. other than that, why wouldn't I be with my wife?
Exactly.
On a day out, you know, unless I'm with, or out with your fellas.
Right.
You know, but I'm out with this woman, and she and if she's married or single, it doesn't matter, because you know the way the world is nowadays, everybody does everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's if I'm out with someone on a date, you know, just casual conversation or whatever you want to call it, or drinks, yeah. There's no good intentions in my head.
No. Yeah. Because
well, it might not be in your head, but she may not want you. You know, she may really look at you as a friend.
Yeah, oh, but she'll know real quick what my intentions are.
See? Well, I'm going to tell you this. I honestly am not so much worried, and I've been married before. I am not so much worried about the friend that my husband has. I'm not saying I want him to have one or any. But, you know, we get married, and these people, they have lives before you get married and before you come along, and they have friends. And I don't know that
let's talk about that.
I don't know that it's necessarily a good, the right thing to say. You can't have your friends. They have to go now. But what I'm more concerned about with my man is the coworker. Now, that's your chick you better be watching out for.
Yeah, but, that's true.
Or that man. Because you know what? That's the number one place for affairs is the workplace. And while he may have a female friend that he sees once every 2 or 3 months or may call, he with her every day.
Right.
He's with her every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
He's confiding in her when even or she's confiding in him. And they're, you know, because once you start working with a person and you're seeing them or you're. And it starts off innocent. Let's go. We all have gone to lunch or coffee with a coworker. And then if it, you know, starts, that's where I'm more concerned, because that's the real issue to me. I could deal with the chick you talk to every blue moon who, you know, I don't think you're interested in. Or and I think, too, when it comes to our spouses, I think we're not so worried about them having a 300-pound friend that looks like.
So you're wrong for that.
No.
Diva Cass.
I'm be honest. If he came and said, "My friend Shirley want to go out," and you know Shirley is 300 pounds and look like the bottom of somebody's shoe, you could be like, "Oh, babe, I'll see you when you get back."
By all means.
It's that cute little chick that you worried about.
I'm going to walk you to the door, baby.
Yeah. And then when Shirley gets there, you wave and I say, "Hey, Shirley. How's it going?"
Okay, well, let me ask you something you said.
I think it's the girl that you're worried about should be in the workplace.
Let me ask you the question that you said, how in some cases you might have known that person before they met their significant others.
Yeah.
Do you believe that just because you knew that person first, but now that they're married, don't you think that at that point there has to be a transition in the relationship? Because I know I've heard a lot of women say, "Well, I knew him before he met her, so that makes me more of a
nothing." What I will say is, I'm his friend. I knew him before he was married.
Right.
I will continue to be his friend. Unless he tells me I can't do this, I would absolutely respect him and his relationship, because that's what you do. You know, you don't say I'm his friend first. And once that wife becomes that wife, she's number one. Mm-hmm. And if he was to say I can't be friends anymore, I have to respect that. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
I think there's a misunderstanding on friendship, acquaintance, somebody you know, somebody you hang out with, somebody you work with. You know, I think there's a fine line with defining everybody's status as far as what really is the definition of a friend and what is the definition of an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. Because we have lots of acquaintances. Because, again, we work, we live in a world that's made up of two sexes.
Yeah.
But I think the fine line is just drawing where those boundaries are and knowing and understanding where the boundaries are when it comes to a married person.
It also depends on the way that married person carries him or herself.
Yep.
They need to be respectful. They need to, you know, say, this is my situation, or not a situation, because I don't think marriage is a situation. But if you're carrying yourself in a single way,
yep,
Absolutely. If you're out here, you know, hanging out with all the chicks at your job, mm-hmm. or all the men at your job, you're not wearing your ring. Mm-hmm. If you're carrying on in a way of a single person, you're going to attract single people as Absolutely. Your friend.
Yeah, but that's the stupid person. And there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Me personally, if I introduce my girl to a female that I say is my friend, which mm-hmm. I don't really have a lot, that's with me, the way I would look at it, if I was a really good cheater, that's not the one you have to worry
that
about.
That ain't the one you got to worry
about. The one you
got
to worry about is the one you don't even know exists.
Don't.
Right.
And the coworker, I'm telling you, exactly. we're gonna have to talk about that, because the coworker, like I said, one in four people will have a relationship with someone they work with within their lifetime,
yeah.
and 1 in 10 are actually banging it out at the office,
smashing
at the office. Yeah.
Unless you do construction work, then, where there's mostly guys, and the chicks aren't really that hot. But
tell us about the construction chicks.
Some of them are pretty nice looking after, you know, for a year or two.
What?
Yeah, after that job takes its toll, and I'm
looking like Big Shrew.
I believe anybody should work wherever they want to.
Yeah.
But I do honestly believe that some jobs are not made for women to do because they wear on the body differently.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, like even in factories, you see like a lot of women work in factories, and some of the jobs, well, it's a lot better now with the technology, but but those jobs just constantly doing something and repetitive motions and everything, heavy weight, it beats you down. Mm-hmm. It beats me down.
So they start mm-hmm. off looking like Halle Berry.
And yeah, then they look hella scary after that, basically. And then sometimes you can't tell the difference between the men and the dudes from a distance.
Oh, my goodness.
From the women and the dudes from the back. They turn around. You're like, oh,
yeah, you're like,
shit.
Oh, my bad. I mean, and don't get me wrong. There are some decent looking women in construction.
Yeah, you're
not
gonna talk about my construction
the years,
girls out there now.
The ones that I've known that's done it for years,
mm-hmm.
if they were ever hot, they're not right now.
Oh my goodness! So there you go. Let that be your rule. You can do anything you want, but think twice about construction.
Well, it depends on what trade you're in too.
Right.
Some trades are not going to be as hard on the body, you know, as to where other trades will be.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on what trade you get into.
Okay. So if your girl came up to you and she said she had a male friend, and she introduced you to him, and you would allow that friendship. I can't say allow, because she is a grown woman. She can do what she wants to do. But you wouldn't have an issue with that.
I would have an issue. I probably wouldn't say nothing about it. I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. I got a good judgment of people most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
if he looked like The Rock, you're going to be like, mm-mm.
Well,
if he looks scraggly and whack, you're going to say, okay.
It don't matter what he looked like, because you got to remember, ugly dudes get laid too.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of ugly women with some fine women. And I don't know if those women got low self-esteem or something.
With some fine men.
Yeah. And I see a lot of...
But would you forbid her? Would you
I wouldn't say I forbid it. I'd be like, okay, well, this sounds like an opportunity for me to go get me a little friend.
See, there you go.
Yeah. Sometimes you fight fire with fire.
It's a tit-for-tat type
game. Yeah, don't say, oh, you can't do this. You just say, okay, I'm going to go do it and see what you're going to do. Yeah, like, this is my friend, and you make sure that friend is super hot and slutty looking. Yeah, like, hey, this is my friend Roxy right here.
And that's intentional. Rent a friend. 1-800-RENT-A-FRIEND.
Yeah. Basically, if she brings this friendship up, or this guy, you just go out and get a hot, really hot girl and say, what does my friend do?
And then hoping
she'll drop that friend after that.
Yeah, if that's how I felt. But at the same time, I would say something about, like, you know, I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. But
do you think she has male friends at this moment?
Probably do at work, but I don't think anybody she go hanging out with.
Man, you better watch out for a boy at work. I'm telling you, that's where everybody is sleeping at.
Well, it happens.
It happens a lot.
And I always said, I've known a lot of guys that I work with where mm-hmm. you know, that's happened to them. And who's to say, hey, it never happened to me? I don't know. I don't care. But what I always tell guys, and this goes for women too, if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, and you have to even worry about it when you walk out the door, you need to get another partner.
Yeah.
If this is what you're worried about, because you can't function at work thinking,
no.
Oh, are they going to cheat?
Right.
What are they going to do? Yeah. I always said, you know, with
Let
me...
It be.
don't give me a reason to suspect. You could cheat on me all day. Yeah. As long as you don't give me a reason, won't even investigate it.
Because who has time for that? You know, you hope that in a relationship, you hope someone's being faithful to you. In a marriage, you're definitely hoping that I do was the contract that says, hey, we're going to be monogamous. We're going to have a good relationship, and I would hope that when my spouse is out here, he or she is representing me in the way I would want to be represented.
Yep.
and just go from there. Because that's all you really can do.
Yeah, because the planet is full of men and women, and you're going to run into the opposite sex, and it's just up on that edge of an individual. So, yeah, to say, hey, this is not something I want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I think we have some good conversation going, but we're going to take a little quick break real quickly, and we'll be back with some more. We'll be talking about commitment.
Right after this song. Enjoy. Welcome back to Two Divas and a Margarita. This is Diva Cass.
And this is Diva Tosh. And we're going to switch the topic up to commitment a little bit. And I actually have this little letter that was written by a man about commitment. And I just thought it was cute, so I'm going to read it, if you don't mind. It says, "Dear amazing girl, I get it. Things have been going great, like really great. We hang out all the time. You know all the guys. I kind of know your girls. And the sex is great. We even have had to talk. Well, you have had to talk with me. I'm saying I'm not looking for anything serious. You pretend you like it and it's okay because everything else is great, but deep down it kills you. And for guys everywhere to do this to you, I am sorry. I am truly, deeply sorry. The last thing I want to do was hurt you. I know me not wanting the commitment does that. I'm sorry, excuse me. I look at me as being honest with you and not trying to give you a wrong impression because I know that can be even more hurtful. Anyways, you brush it off and things go back to normal. A few days go by and you're right back in my apartment watching sports and playing video games with me. Like, yes, I understand you're completely perfect and I'm a fucking idiot for not seeing it, but I do see it. So there's the commitment thing. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay, so we're basically talking about men who haven't put a ring on it. Maybe in a long-term relationship, committed in some ways, but have not made that total commitment. And so we have in the studio with us Operator Mike, and he is one of those guys who has not put a ring on it. And so Operator Mike, tell us, how long have you been in a relationship with this girl?
Well, being that I'm a guy, I wouldn't be able to even tell you if it wasn't for her reminding me about a week ago that we were going into our 20th anniversary.
Ooh, oh, Lord.
Ooh.
It ain't right.
I
okay.
think I need a sip for
Wait,
that.
See, the 20th. 20
yeah,
years.
20.
You live together?
Yeah, two kids.
Two kids.
Teenagers.
What's the problem? What's going on? Tell me.
Nothing. It works.
It works.
Yeah, it works.
So because it works, you're okay with it.
Well, I was never, I can never say, I know when I was younger, I would always think I was the kind of person that always would be like, you know, you see the TV shows back in the day, honey, I'm home, and you go home with my wife and kids, and that's how I used to think, you know. And then you see so much tragedy in marriage. Everybody I know that gets married, they're usually divorced in about 3 or 4 years, if they last that long. But I can't say that's the reason why I haven't got married. We've been together. Maybe at first it was not going to be for me long-term plan. We just started off as dating.
Mm-hmm.
We had and then we had our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She was born, and then a year later, my son. And I loved her then, and I still do. It's just to me, it's just something I haven't just ran off and did. Even though I'm starting to think about marriage more now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's simply because when I retire, I don't want my pension to go back to the company. I would rather she gets it because she deserves it.
And she does.
Yeah.
So when you say you haven't thought much about marriage, you really are married. Do you realize?
Technically,
that?
Yeah, you're married. But
I mean, you're living in a household
in Michigan.
For 20
Michigan
years.
Is not a common law state. I need to put that out there for all you listeners.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that reminder.
And unless you come from a common law state and you were together, then Michigan will recognize that as common law.
Well,
now I didn't do any homework on this.
Has she had an issue with this? Has it come up with from her how she feels about it, or have you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Not talked about
all
it?
The time.
And what does she want?
She wants to get married. She always now she says, "Oh, it doesn't matter." But I'm a marrier. I love her, and she's a good woman. And you know what? The way I look at it, after all these years of putting up with my crap,
but 20, I hear you're saying I'm going to marry her. Yeah, you know it's going to happen. But it's just hard to wrap my thoughts around 20 years. And see, for women, like marriage is a major. It's a major point in their lives. It's a major milestone.
Yeah, it is. But see, me, I honestly believe.
So have you had conversations where she's saying, I want to get married, and you're saying no? What are you telling her the reason?
I never said no.
Oh, okay, well, what are you saying? How have you delayed this?
I just like
for 20
kind of
years?
Brush
like,
it off.
It'll happen one day.
Yeah, I just brush it off, you know. And,
obviously,
and it's not like I didn't want to, but then you start talking about weddings, that's planning, and that's a big headache, you know, and a lot of money. You know, it's, hey, let's just run downtown, and after all the years we've been together.
No girl wants that, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, but see, this is why people, from a comical standpoint, get divorced, because they meet within a year, they're married. I just believe it takes a little time to get to know a person.
20 years?
Yeah, yeah, before you get married.
Shoot, you could have been married twice. But married, divorced, married in 20 years.
You know what, Diva Cass? She must obviously be okay with it, because I know you and I, we've had conversations about you know, girls that allow certain things to be okay.
And some of the experts also, they do say that it's not him. It's, they're actually saying it's the girl. You blame her because
she tolerates
she,
it.
She tolerates it.
Yeah. And is it that she tolerates it or she just loves him and her family unit so much that she's afraid if she pushes too much,
she would lose him?
Yeah. I say give it a chance. Yeah, well, give it a shot.
I think sometimes she gets upset and she probably wants to throw me out the door. I don't think losing me was probably a big issue.
Okay, fair enough. So we do have a call-in guest. Is he on the line yet? Mm-hmm. No. Okay, we'll give him a little more time to call in. Go ahead and call in, LaVace, if you're there. We're waiting for you. We'll go back to Operator Mike. So, Operator Mike, I just want to run by a few things that you're depriving this young lady of. A wedding, number one.
Okay.
Wedding anniversaries.
We on our 20th anniversary.
Get out. That is not an anniversary.
It's not a real anniversary.
Not a real. You're depriving her of using the term my husband. You know, she doesn't get to say that. You're depriving her of Social Security benefits, which she should really be concerned about that because that's a real, you know, thing. You've been together 20 years, and she is technically not entitled to your Social Security benefits.
Yeah, I know, and I do want to change that because okay. I would hate for something to happen to me, mm-hmm. and then she's left out there like that. I love her, and I want to do the best, you know, for her. It's just that.
Are you just telling us that? Okay, wait, we got to go. Our caller's on the phone. LaVace, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
LaVace?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm okay, and thanks for calling in, and welcome to Two Divas and a Margarita. Thank
Hi, you. LaVace.
Hey.
So, LaVace, you are in a long-term relationship. How long has it been?
About 18 or 19 years.
I just want to say good holding out, bro.
He's running some competition with you.
Good hold now.
18 or 19 years. Why so long, LaVace?
Why so long? What?
Well, I mean, why are you not putting a ring on it?
What I gotta do that for?
Because you love her. And you want to make her. You can. What and I actually know LaVace, and I've met his girlfriend. She's a really great girl. What does she say? Is she pressuring you at all?
No, it's not. I get more pressure from my mama.
So mama wants a wedding.
My mother wants it, but it's everything is good.
do you have any children with this woman?
No, she has a daughter who's, you know, father is no good, and so, you know, she's my daughter.
Okay, so wait, I got a question for you. So she has a daughter,
yeah.
And you've been a father figure to this daughter all this time.
All this time.
See, he shouldn't have to get married. He paying his dues right there.
But don't listen to him.
I want to know, just plain and simple, what is holding you back from wanting to take it to the next level or take that next step?
What is the next level? I don't,
well, the next step would obviously be marriage. Marriage, honeymoon, you know, that kind of stuff.
And LaVace, you know what?
Go on vacation all the time.
Y'all go on vacation all the time.
How could you even argue with that?
Okay. So
yeah, because I've never been on a vacation.
So she let me ask you, has she ever told you she wants to be married?
No, she's never even. I mean, it's from, you know, I think she probably wouldn't like it, but I mean, it's nothing that's like comes up all the time.
You think she's afraid to bring it up?
It's never been any person. I don't think so. I mean, we talk about everything. I don't see why she'd be afraid to bring that up.
Basically, you drug it out so long, just like I did. To where She just don't even want to have a conversation. As long as she got you, she got you. Why even bother?
I mean,
that's probably the way she's looking at
it. I mean, what's going to change though when we get married? What's going to change besides our last name?
You know what? I think it's the other thing is, did you hear us talking about the things you're depriving her of because you won't?
Like what?
Being able to say she's married. And, you know, her family and friends are looking at her sideways. You know, they are like, he still ain't married her.
We've been together 18 years longer than some of them.
Yeah, she's probably happy she got a good man.
He is a good man. I personally know LeVay's. He's a great guy. He is a good man. I can't say anything bad about you, LeVay's. So which is kind of why I'm a little baffled, because I know you're a good guy. So, and I know she's a great girl. And you're just going to ride this wave out forever?
LeVay's,
I can't see what it's going to change.
Just say you're still trying to get to know her.
Yeah.
So when you do say I do, you know it's forever then, because you know the ins and outs of that woman.
No, you don't tell him what to say. Y'all not going to gang up together and try to, you know, let's be on each other's side. He has his reasons. Like, I'm sure you have your reasons. You have any questions?
You know what? In an article that I was looking at, they were listing some reasons why men may refrain from making that commitment of marriage. Some of the things that they were listing here was timing.
Okay.
You know, I've heard that one.
Timing after 20, these two guys here, it's been 20, almost 20 years for him and 18 for LeVay. That timing. Yeah.
That's obviously not the situation here with these two. another reason that they gave was past experiences. I think a lot of people carry some past.
Are you guys traumatized? Has something happened in the past?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been through relationships and stuff.
My parents were married for 20 years or 22 years or something, and this changes my mind. Was my first real relationship.
Okay.
And, I mean, I haven't had nothing happened to me in the past to make me not want to get married.
Mm-hmm. You two obviously live together, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how long were you dating each other before you decided to move in?
Probably about a year, maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to say this because I'm going to read something really quick. This is one of the reasons men don't marry today. Sex, because men today don't need to marry you to get sex. You know this is true. And so basically, if you already getting the milk for free, why buy the cow? Both of you are in relationships where you get all the benefits of a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even the arguing and the yelling and the bitching and the complaining. Yeah.
It comes with the territory now.
So you get the benefits of the marriage without saying I do. But so tell me about that. What you say, LeVay, nothing's going to change if you marry. I could see that. I don't think anything would change.
Well, I don't know LeVay's like you do, but I'm getting the message that marriage is just out of the question.
It's not out of the question. It's just I don't see why.
I will tell you why. Ooh. This is why. I don't think anything's going to change if you guys marry. You've been with these young women a long, long time. You know them. They know you. I think it really comes down to doing it for her.
Mm-hmm.
You said young women. We've been together so long, she's not young anymore.
Look, I am trying to be nice here. Young, they're still young women. And they got to be great women to put up with, you know, this. I don't think anything would change. I think it just comes down to, at this point, do it for them. Will you ever do it for her if she really wants to do it?
Yeah, I would. I mean, it starts to becoming that big of a thing for her. Yeah, I mean, I'd do it, but
I have nothing against it, and I'm going to do it.
I hear two people.
Why did you wait Why are you waiting so long?
I'll tell you, and this is just me. There are some days where, you know, I'm like, I could be at work, and I'm like, oh, you know, I love my baby, and I love my family and everything. And you know, you go home, and you like, yeah, I'm gonna marry her because I love her. And just when you walk in the door, why you ain't take your damn boots off and something like that? And they just flush that right down the toilet. It's like, man, I ain't trying to deal with this. You know, right now I'm in a situation where I can leave whenever I want to, and I ain't got to give up half or nothing.
She gonna say that, but if she married to you.
I know, but it's like just your timing. Pick your timing. Let me come in the door and give you a hug and see if I'm in a happy mood or something. You know, because I could be in a real happy mood. Oh, I can't wait to get home. And it never fails. The days that I come home with that, with that happy feeling, like I'm just go home, give her a hug, and Ken say, you know, we gotta go get married. It's something. It's something. Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? And this and that and that. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I was like, see, you just flushed marriage right down the toilet.
But
again,
Mike, you're still there with her. You're still going home to her, even though you're saying that but you're still there.
Yeah, because you gotta understand. We've been together 20 years. Mm-hmm. We got 2 kids. One coming out of high school, one in college. More, we got debt together.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we're going to pay that.
It's coming out. Okay, LaVace, I do know you're on a time restraint here, LaVace. You say it's on the table. It can happen.
It can happen, yeah.
Do you get screamed at a lot?
Do I what?
Do you get screamed at a lot? Is there anything at this point that she can do or say to make you say, uh-uh, I'm not doing it?
No, not really. I mean, I've been put up with a lot of stuff.
18, 19 years. That's some time there.
You put up with a lot of stuff. And she had, would you say she has as well?
I mean, not more than what I dealt with first. I mean, just... You know, women being women and whatnot.
No, I don't know what that. What is that?
That's just the work, the hard part of the relationship. You just got to deal with your other.
Yeah.
Women being women.
Because I know I can be a hard case.
How y'all do?
tell us how we do. I don't. She's gonna do
y'all,
whatever.
What y'all doing now? Y'all trying to start with me? Start picking fights.
We trying to start with you. We trying to help Jamie out because we know she probably had to deal with this. Her friends, why y'all ain't married? And you know what? Can she get some Social Security benefits? LaVey?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, so I got her. I mean, this is a financial thing. I mean, she's in my will to get my money if I die.
Okay, so you might if you had married her, she'd be able to get your Social Security benefits as well.
No, I think I got enough life insurance for what
she's a beneficiary of my life insurance policy.
Okay.
So you guys have definitely provided for her in the case that you aren't here anymore, and that's good. That's nice to know.
Yeah.
You know. You have any more questions for her?
No, I'm really starting to believe that this is the way it is today.
No, it's not. Because like I say, when I come home in that happy, loving mood and she just steps right on it, it's not like I said... That made me say, I'm not going to marry you. She just made me delay it a little bit more.
Oh, Lord, this could go on forever.
See, you know what? That's a whole nother show right there.
That could go on forever. Is there anything delaying you, LaVace? LaVace is cracking up. Is there anything delaying you, LaVace, that you could pinpoint?
Maybe just... The living situation would be the only thing. That's the only thing that would keep me from doing it.
What do you mean the living situation?
So I'm ready to get out of Indianapolis.
Oh. Okay, so there's an issue with you wanting to leave and she wants to stay there.
Well, no, she wants to go too.
Okay.
She's just going about it a little bit slower than I want to go about it.
Okay.
Are you saying you guys are about to part ways?
That would be a...
He, no, she's no. And she's probably going no, slower because no, she has no, children no. there, right?
Yeah, she has kids and the grandkids and all that, but, you know, I'm just ready to, I need a change of scenery.
Okay, so that could be an issue.
These cornfields ain't getting it. It could be.
It's cornfields, ain't getting it. All right.
Cornfields and soybean fields ain't getting it.
Okay. Well, you know what, LeVase, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you so much. And tell Jamie I said hello. And hopefully we'll get to have you both on at some time, okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Take care.
Diva Cass, right, I'm going to ask the question to you. Now, if you were in a relationship with somebody and a year, 2 years, 3 years went by, and he didn't make that verbal commitment of, will you marry me? Mm-hmm. I do. Would you be okay with it?
A few years I would be okay with, because I would live with the person mm-hmm. before I would marry them. And I would live And I would live with them for a few years because I think that's what I personally need to do.
Mm-hmm.
As the years went by, if I saw he was the kind of man after a couple years or 2 or 3 years living with him that I I'm ready to go to the next level. I think I want to marry this guy. It would be an issue.
Okay.
It would. I don't think I could go 10 years or so without, you know, in this living situation and we're not married. That's just me personally. What about you?
I think I'm in the same boat with you. I would definitely live with the person first because I believe that you could date a person for quite some time and know them on a dating level. But once you live underneath the same roof, you're getting to know that person in a whole different light.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
And I just feel that, you know, a year or two later of living together, you should know all you need to know about me to make that decision. Mm-hmm. If I'm somebody you want to walk that walk with you in this lifetime. Okay. You know, my thing is, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Point blank. Just don't waste my time.
So what if he said there's financial reasons, you know, because sometimes men need to be in a financial, you know, they need to be financially set before they feel they can become a husband. If that was the case,
mm-hmm.
would you be willing to wait?
No.
Because do you want to marry a guy in debt or in some bad way? I don't know.
No, you know, honestly, if I was 16 or 17, I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
He should be financially set and ready at this point in time.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. I never looked at it like that mm-hmm. as far as the financially set part.
Yeah, because we know you operators make good money. You can't run that on me.
Yeah, and and she
works as well.
Yeah, she is. She does pretty good too. So, mm-hmm. with me, it's not that. Like I say, I have nothing against marriage, and I think we should have been married a long time ago.
No, you don't.
Well, since you guys are giving me shit,
did he just say he thought he should have been married a long time ago?
I said I think we should have got married a long time ago.
Oh,
but I had a little leeway there because her parents just got married after being together and for like 40 years or something.
Ooh,
you know,
wait.
So
oh, man.
Yeah, so that helped me. Yeah, that helped me right there.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, but I don't think the financial part was an issue with me because it shouldn't be with a lot of people after you've gotten to know someone for, let's just say, a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone is so screwed up financially, you don't want to marry them in the first place.
I kind of don't think you do.
Yeah, and it's a two-income world. So if you're waiting to get financially set to do something, you'll probably never do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you have a partner that works and brings to the table just like you do and you work at things together. And that's what I always said about any relationship. I don't know like what you can say and not say, so I'm not going to go there.
Nick is over there shaking his head. You believe that, Nick? Nick is our engineer in here. He's been pretty quiet so far.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a two. You think she should?
I think at least that I'm younger than you guys.
Wait, hey, I'm offended, Nick. Now you look pretty young.
Yeah, I'm 24.
Okay.
And I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
And,
how long you been dating her?
4 years. Well, it's gonna be 4 years.
Nick.
Next April.
That's a long long time.
So, yeah.
Get to know her for another 16 years,
don't
man.
Don't listen to him. Do not listen to him. Is she the one you're going to marry this girl, Nick?
Well, yeah, she might be, but...
She might? Uh-oh. A might.
Yeah, I mean, she is the one. Okay. You know, yeah, she definitely is the one. It's just you guys talking about marriage, and you know, I haven't been thinking about it. But
you haven't after 4 years?
I've been thinking about it, but it's definitely being 24. You think
that's
that
young.
You think you're gonna put that on the back burner for just a little bit? You know, at least the marriage thing.
And you, yeah, to
not
me,
the
you
being
can.
Together thing, but
do you live together?
No, not at the moment. She's going to school.
Okay.
She's going for her master's in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be worried about marriage at 24.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying date her for a long time like I did, but, you know, at that early stage in life, you got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
She's in school. You'd have
I don't want, yeah, I want her to do everything that she wants to do before she wants to
settle
down or live somewhere. And then I want to do things too, and like all this stuff, you know.
And, yeah.
And then you hate to get married right now, and she's in school, and then 2 years later you find out the head of the football team was nailing her or something like that.
Nah. Something
that hurt.
Something
you know?
Like that.
Don't listen. Please don't. This is not a role model. Don't listen to him, Nick. Okay. You know, it's at this point it's a long distance relationship.
Yeah, we were together for 2 years, and then last year she went to Chicago. She's doing her master's right now, so it's a pretty big deal. And you know, I also didn't want to say, well, we have to break up, you know.
Yeah.
Because we both didn't want to break up, so it is weird, and it's, you know, it's not great, but it still is amazing. And you know that you have this person that you're talking to, and like.
Yeah.
You still have the same connections. It's just, you know, the physical part is harder, but that's fine. And
He sounds so sweet. Like
he's definitely doing it right.
He sounds like he's setting himself up, you know, for a real heartbreak there.
Well, I think in
she's
your,
in Chicago,
in
right?
Oh yeah.
You know how many penises
girl,
are between here and Chicago?
No, stop. Nick, if she's a good girl,
many more than the miles.
yeah, that's true.
well said. But you know, Nick is in his 20s and they're still in school, and I do believe, like, I really think for everybody from your teenage years to your 30s, that should be time that you are spending to get to know yourself, to get to know what you like, what you don't like, what you could tolerate, you know, before even making any kind of major life-altering decision like marriage.
Yeah.
And even in your relationship, you're young, she's going to school. You guys are basically, you're kind of like growing together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's a good thing.
I was kind of agreeing what you were saying with the two-income thing. That's what I was nodding my head, because I was thinking to myself, and I think the coolest thing to do with your significant other is to, like, try and be equal as much as you can.
And build a life together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's why I said we have debt together.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Well, I think this was a good topic today.
Don't you
agree?
I enjoyed it, and I would like to continue it at some point.
Yeah, I think we might have to have a part two for this one.
We will. Is that it? That's it for us? Today?
For this hour.
Next week, please join us. We'll be live at 4 o'clock, and we'll be here discussing the movie Detroit. And so I think I'm going to sign off by saying thank you for listening, and everything is better with a margarita.
And I'm Diva Tosh, and remember, well-behaved women rarely make history, but also remember to live, love, and laugh.
All right. Thank you. We're out. Check, come at their neck, disrespect us, no they won't. What a-
41 is back. I'm prepping for the girls that's taking over the world. Help me raise a glass for the college grads. 41 roll it to let you know. Then get back to business. See, you better not play me. Oh, come here, baby. Hope you still like me if you pay me.
My persuasion can build a nation. Endless power. Without love, we can devour. You'll do anything for me.